Next is case number 9435. Alice, got me with his name, thank you. Enrique and Manny, they're down to North Bay Shore Drive. Okay, we tabled this so we could, some could take a look at it again. I did. Did you get a chance, Mr. Brother?
Yes.
Okay. And your findings on this?
I don't really see no problem with it. Can't see it through the water anyway. It's going to go up higher. Are there other houses down there at the same height, too?
Okay, and I think that mine on that, and you correct me on this too, Don, or if I'm wrong, this, we're talking about this 4 foot. I think the opposition, we thought they were coming over 4 feet, but raising up the height is all they're doing. Well, I looked at it, it's in the same footprint.
Same footprint.
So raising up that four feet out, it's just to get up because we're raising it up.
You're staying in the same footprint.
Same footprint.
Just going straight up. With it.
That's what I thought. So yeah, that's all we're doing. We're going right up.
You're not coming any further. Just going up.
Going up, but the 4 feet would look that way to be able. The way that they're coming out for going up.
The place you're going out is the front because you have to have the steps to meet the requirements to get into the house.
So those steps that don't look that much different than the gentleman's got the deck right next door to that place, and if you look at it that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure, but that's doing so they're not out of the
9435.
Yeah.
Where they had the pictures that showed where it would block the view?
I don't remember the pictures on that.
Yeah, there's pictures where it did block the view.
Yeah.
Kind of superimposed them or calculated where he thought the structures were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went down and looked at it again. I had meant to look at it again.
You agree that it will block the view? You don't think?
You got the front, you can see how tall. I mean, I don't
know. He can't see from the side now.
Can't see from the side right now. How are you going to see if it's going up?
There's a here and this is...
Yeah, he was saying from out front on his porch, though. That it would block his view down to the ocean, which I thought the pictures clearly.
Well, look at there it is.
Let me see that again, because maybe I'm not.
Yeah, maybe I'm not seeing that, because I went down and I had to ask Beth to get over there.
You look at it, Jeff. This is the one where the lady was holding the stick. And...
Yeah. Did you look at it? Would you?
Yeah, I did. And,
that right there, to me, is going to
be.
Definitely block most of the view. Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to extend out any further than it is.
I understand the footprint already is, John. They're just going up. They're in the same footprint. That's what I'm saying. They're not going to block it any more than what it already is. Right?
Well, it's showing that it's going to block all that, which is where you see the ocean. I don't know.
But if it's in the same...
Same footprint, though. Just raising it up.
It's going up higher.
They're just going up higher.
I guess you guys see something different than I do, because I see where if that's going to be building.
Yep. That's not building.
It's not building.
According to what I understood, it wasn't going to be building.
It's not going to be built. He's just going to go up, right, straight up in the same footprint.
Right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Just going up with it. Just a pull.
Well, not. It wasn't going to come out on the deck.
No. Unless I misunderstood something then.
Unless I misunderstood.
Unless we all four did.
Mm-hmm. I understood it was going to go up.
You mean
right
the
there
portion.
where he showed this is gonna be blocked out.
So
this area in here.
So your impression was that the deck was gonna be enclosed building now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get those wrong, enclose the deck. I didn't get that then.
But that was the opposition's argument that it was, you know, what he can see now he's not gonna be able to see. Otherwise I don't know why he would have.
That's what she told me, they were just going up.
I don't understand that. We're really talking about what I'm trying to look at.
That's why I went back and looked at it again to make sure.
The same footprint's going right straight up. I didn't see anything where it's going to block. Now, if they went out farther with it.
He went out, yeah.
What did it say on that? Huh?
That's mine. You can look at it, though.
I'm
saving it. I'm just going to maintain the present setback.
So it's just the stairs coming down there?
Yeah, right down. The stairs coming down.
Even according to this, it says just steps.
Just steps are coming over.
First floor, grade to first floor.
That's not the impression I got.
Testified requesting a 4 foot variance. This is from the notes from the required 10 foot side yard setback requirement and a 15-foot variance from the required 30-foot setback requirement. That they want to raise the existing dwelling and build a second floor addition, that the proposed addition will not encroach any further into the setback than the original structure, that only the steps will encroach into the front yard setback, that the request will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and showed exhibits to the board.
Just be the steps then?
Just be the steps, Bill. And that's because you had an on floor.
See it, picture.
The deck as it is, does it require a front yard setback?
See, he's saying that it's not going to go out any further. Well, what he's saying is it's not going to go out any further than the deck, but it's going to go up. So therefore, it would block. It'll block just as it shows on the picture. And from there, he'll add steps.
The deck, if the deck were enclosed, would it require a variance as it is now?
As it is now.
If it's enclosed, it would, because it's only allowed to encroach 5 feet.
Right.
So are they requesting a front yard setback?
Yes.
Yeah. 15 feet.
But as it is now, it does not require a front yard setback or a front yard variance.
According to the drawing, it's going to be 25 feet. So if it's first floor, you know.
Say that again.
It's at the 25 feet,
mm-hmm.
Open unenclosed. They're showing only, according to the drawing, that the steps are going to come out further.
Than the existing deck.
Further than the deck.
So the deck is going to go with it then. You're going to put a new deck on it.
As long as it's not covered.
But the building is going to come out to the existing deck. The new building. That's what I understood.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a look at that again.
We're going to do that again.
Yeah. I'm going to look at that again. Give me this table.
Rick, can we find out on that? I mean, is that what they're doing with that?
I think you pretty much have to make a decision on what's in the record
now. What's in the
records
now? Yeah. I have no problem with
it. If something's unclear, that's, you know, the people that are here presenting the application and then presenting the opposition have the obligation to, you know, to make it so that you can understand it.
Well, I did. That's why I went down again, to be sure.
I mean, you can stipulate that only the steps encroach and not the building past the setback requirement. If that's the way you understand it to be,
mm-hmm.
And then it's very clear.
And that there would be no building, enclosed building portion of the structure
into
to
the
be
front
where
setback.
The duck.
Into the front yard setback.
Is now? Well,
into the setback, period. Right now it sits back within the setback.
Yeah.
If you understand it to be that they're not going to encroach with the building any further, only the steps, I don't see the problem.
That's what I thought.
That's what I did. Yes, I'm
telling. No, I understood it.
That's what I was trying to say. All right.
But I don't
went
think,
to look at it,
I don't think that's what they were presenting.
Oh, well, I didn't. So I saw my dinner again, take a look at it. That's what I did. Mr. McKee?
Look.
Huh?
You going to take another look?
So, if you want to. Brent, yep. You can take another look?
Well, we can, but if it's no use to look at it, unless I still don't understand. I mean, we got different opinions right now.
True. Well, my best if we get down together then.
And what I'm saying is if that's the way you understood it, that the building wouldn't be into the encroachment, then it's not a problem, I don't think, to allow the steps to go and encroach.
Okay.
But not a building.
Not a building. No, I agree with that.
Is this the road side or this the road side?
The road side right here.
That's the road side.
That's your road side right there. So, I mean, you know, you can't see anyway. All you can see right at the front right now. Anyway, that's where I came from. You can see the front of the house. You can't see outside no way. So, if you raise yourself, you raise yourself.
John's saying, that would be blocking his view.
Mm-hmm.
If John understood it, which it would. Which I thought was going in the same footprint, just with the steps. And that's why I went down and looked at it, too.
No, the addition's going to be in the same. The other thing's going to be the steps, right?
The steps, that's what I thought.
That's what I took it, it was gonna be the same footprint, just going up.
Just going up.
Well, I think the existing footprint encroaches.
So.
With the deck. Because it's above, it's higher than the 48 inches above floodplain or whatever.
So they plan on putting the deck right up with it then?
That's why I think they were planning on building that on their deck.
Bring that right, yeah.
Eliminate them.
And I don't agree with that. I think that.
Yeah.
The structure itself should meet the setback requirement, however.
But the steps
and.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could encroach.
Steps encroach, okay.
Do you want to look at it? Well,
that doesn't matter. But if you guys are ready to vote, I'll go along with whatever you got.
Okay.
What do you think, Jeff?
I don't have any problem with raising it. As long as I wasn't under the impression that the deck was going to be enclosed. So I would be in favor of it for the side or for the steps only to encroach.
For steps only to encroach, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll make that into a motion then?
And then I don't think there was a problem with the side. They're requesting a 4-foot variance from 10-foot side. I think there was a problem there.
Mm-mm.
That was for the steps, wasn't it?
That's for the steps, though.
I understood.
Yeah, it had to.
Yeah. So there wasn't a problem with that for the side, the 4-foot.
So the house encroaches on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same side as the stairs, the steps?
No.
Yeah, the house is going to be six feet, one and a quarter inches from the property line. It has to be 10.
10 feet.
So they were asking for the side, and I didn't really hear opposition to that, only the front.
Just the front was all right. So.
It says enclose an existing porch.
Yeah.
That's on the side of the house, I believe.
That's on the side, though, right? Yeah. So we're going to...
porch, yeah.
So the only thing you have would be encroach, the 4 foot on the... side yard setback is okay, and then the what else do we need? That was it.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no other discussion, okay. I'd make a motion in case number 9,435 to approve the side yard setback requirement, but in reference to the front yard setback requirement, only to allow steps to encroach front yard setback.
And the 4 foot, the side yard then is okay.
And given that, I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. And it is a minimum variance to afford relief.
Right.
And will enable reasonable use of the property.
Okay. Have a second that motion?
I second that.
That motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,435. One would be the steps to be only to encroach the 4 foot side yard fence. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case approved with the two stipulations.